Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry Line. Today is Monday, November the 15th, and I thank everyone for joining this morning. This is Alice Marie. And so God filled this line, each and every house, or each and everyone on this line, Heavenly Father. Father God, we come to you, Heavenly Father, all agreeing with one another and praying in Jesus' name, Almighty God. Oh, yes. Morning, I would like to read the scripture of the week. And the scripture of the week is 1 Chronicles, verse 34 through 36. And it reads, First Chronicles 10, verses 34 through 36. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. And say, save us, O God of our salvation. Gather us together and deliver us from the Gentiles. To give thanks to you, Holy Name, to your holy name, who trumpets in your praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from lasting to everlasting. Oh, yes. And I read that out the Maxwell Leadership Bible, King James Version. So, again, thank y'all for joining. And as I pray, y'all can call out names or whatever on mute or out of lines or mute as I pray. So, Father God, we come unto you to agree with one another. Heavenly Father, you said, when two or more come together, there is power in that prayer. Oh, yes, Almighty God. God, we pray that you meet every need, Lord, every need of each and every one of us on this line and those that have been down there, that have been here throughout the years, and those that coming late on today. Oh, yes. And those that coming, that haven't been here, that will be here during this year. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for bringing us this far, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just thank you for moving in our lives, our family lives, Heavenly Father. And pray that you continue ordering our steps, Lord, directing us, Heavenly Father, showering us with blessings, Heavenly Father. Story miracles in our life, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, hear our cry, Lord. We want to hear your voice more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Speak to us more and more, Lord. And give us the ability to listen, those who don't have the ability to hear you, Lord. Allow us to hear you, Heavenly Father, when you speak back to us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, praying for patience for those who don't have patience, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for peace for those who don't have peace, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for those that are homeless on the street, Heavenly Father. Those that are homeless wherever they are at, Heavenly Father. Some of them may be staying in an empty house. Oh, yes, Lord, provide for them, Heavenly Father. If they got kids, Lord, touch the hearts of the kids, Lord. That they feel whole, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Fill them with understanding, Heavenly Father. Remove the hurt from their heart, their soul, their thoughts, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those don't have anything to eat, Lord. Make sure that they be fed, Heavenly Father. Even the ones that's not homeless, Lord, that may be in need for food, provide for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Those that are in need of financial blessings, Heavenly Father, any of us, our family members, or people that we know that are in need of financial blessings, Lord, bless them, Heavenly Father. That's who you are, Heavenly Father. You are a blessing, Lord. You are a helper, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, those that may feel alone and lonely and don't have the feeling that they don't have anybody, Lord, fill that void with you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for the kids that get bullied, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we turn that situation over to you, Lord. We give it to you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are going in surgery this morning, wherever they may be, whoever they are, Heavenly Father. Oh, be with them, Heavenly Father. Give them a speedy recovery, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Almighty God. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Prayer for the churches, Lord, that in need of one thing, some may be in need of another thing, some regard whatever their need are, Lord, meet their needs, Heavenly Father. Meet their needs, Lord. Lord, we pray for marriages. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. You know every hair on our heads, Lord. So you know what's going on in marriages, Lord. Those that what they're in need of, Lord. Some in need of communication, Lord. Some in need, without communication, there's no understanding, Lord. So we ask that you step in, Lord, and intervene, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Let your will be done in those marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying that you continue protecting us each and every day as we travel during the day to and from. Oh, yes, 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 and our family members, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we ask that you continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us daily, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, help us be more like you, Lord. More like you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that have lost loved ones that have passed, moved on, Lord. We're praying for comfort for those whatever they need comforting for what and people in general need comforting, Lord. We pray for comfort, Lord, for those that need, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for the people, the first responders, Heavenly Father, the teachers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 the firemen, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray for the doctors and the nurses, Heavenly Father, government, Lord, people in office, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Heavenly Father, touch us, Lord, that we want more and more and more of you, Heavenly Father, that we thirst for you, Lord, that we run a race for you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Lord, there is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. And we trust in you, Lord, for your word is true, Lord, and we walk by faith, Heavenly Father, and not by sight, Lord. And, oh, Lord, we just ask in you to just continue breathing on us, Lord, breathing in us, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, resting on us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. hold our hand, Lord, as we walk, every step that we take, every step that we make, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we just ask you to continue revealing more and more to us, Lord, that need to be revealed to us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, well, Lord, we pray for those who are not saved, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, we're praying for them, Lord, that they hear the word and they give their life to you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for the backsliders, Lord, that they come back, Lord, that they also hear a word or remember, Lord, what it was like to be in your presence. Oh, yes, Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. We're praying for the ones out there that are waiting lists for apartments. Oh, Lord, that you just show favor, Heavenly Lord, Heavenly Father. Show them favor, Lord. Continue showing us grace and mercy. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Those are out there that's looking for houses, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Guide them to the right house that they will be happy with, they'll be satisfied with. Lord, the house that you want them to have, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord. And those that finances is not right, they're trying to buy a house and have that strong desire, Lord. Make a way for them, Heavenly Father. That's who you are, Heavenly Father. You are a way maker, Lord. Lord, and we're just praying and asking you to continue opening doors for us that's closed, Lord. Shutting those that need to be shut, Heavenly Father. Make a way for us out of no way, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. We depend on you, Lord, for everything, Lord. We look up to you, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Because you're our Father, Lord. You're our helper, Lord. Yes, you are. You're our friend, Lord. And we love you with all our heart, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Without you, we don't know where we would be, Lord. And we just grateful to be in your presence, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Almighty God. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, pray that you meet everyone in our heart's desire, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Answer each and every one of our prayers, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Not in our name, but in Jesus' name, Lord, we are praying and agreeing with one another, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, have your way on this line this morning, Heavenly Father. Touch people's hearts that they can open up, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. So you did not give us a spirit of fear, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Just strengthen us, Lord, where we may need it, Lord. And those that are weak, strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Father, we come this far by faith, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. And, Lord, I connect this prayer with Father and everybody that's praying at this hour with Father who are in heaven. I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us to everybody we're praying for. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom, our power, and our glory. Father, you are our beginning and our end. And we all agreeing and praying in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. So again, good morning, everyone. And at this time, what we're going to do is I want everybody to unmute your phone, and we all coming in corporate, and we're giving God praise. We're not going to petition or ask God for anything. We're not going to ask for anything. We're only going to praise him for what we already asked for, what he's done for us or done for somebody else. So praise him, whatever your heart touches your heart, to praise him for. So the lines are open. Unmute your lines. Heavenly Father, just I thank you, Lord, for being able to walk.
Thank
oh, yes,
God,
yes.
Lord,
Lord, I thank you, Lord,
perfect
for healing me, Lord. Oh, yes,
and
Lord.
Oh, Lord, thank you for being the wise God.
Jesus. You show us, God. Show us your grace. Lord. Thank you for your mercy, God. Hallelujah. Your grace and mercy, God. Just to all things, oh God, that are good for us. Lord, thank you for taking us through the test and trials, God.
Yes, Lord.
To bring us out of God. Lord, even when we go to pray, God, you are still right there for us, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your mercy, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For those souls, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hi, God, my God. Hallelujah. You are far the great I am.
Become stable in God. Stability, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you. In the name of Jesus,
we pray.
Praise your name. My God, my God, we just thank you, Father, because you are so perfect, Lord. And you are doing wondrous work, God, even for the children of the King, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, my God. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, my God, my God, we thank you, Lord, for the love of the dead Father, God, have
So what we're going to do now, we're going to get the names. Give your names, those that are here. Give your name. If you have a praise report, testimony, prayer request, give it at this time.
Good morning. This is Sister Linda. I'm asking prayer for my left knee.
Good morning, Sister Linda. And if you're not able to pray, say listening.
Listening.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gladys.
Yeah.
This is Gladys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thank God for the lateness of, that I made it on time. I overslept, trying to get some things done in the house, and I just appreciate God for just another day. And I'll be listening this morning. I'm just getting up, so. But I'm glad to make it on the call. Continue to pray for me and my family.
Okay. Good morning, Sister Gladys.
Good morning. Colossi is here, listening in agreement. I thank God to be here. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Sister Gillespie. Pastor Gillespie.
Good morning. This is Belinda listening.
Good morning, Belinda.
Good morning. This is Lois, and I'm listening.
Good morning, Lois.
Good morning.
Okay, that was Sister Rita, not Belinda. Just to correct the name, it was Sister Glenda, not Belinda.
Praise. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Good morning,
thank
Sister
Glenda. Good morning, this is Bart. I'm listening.
Good morning.
I got it.
Praise the Lord. How are you all? We certainly enjoy the prayer. Praise the Lord. I just wanted to ask you all to keep the Washington family in prayer. One of my great nephews passed away on Friday, and we're soliciting the prayers of the Washington family in Florida. God bless you. We love you dearly, and in New York. God bless you.
Good morning. Bless you, too. Good morning, Sister Hartman. Ms. Hart, Sister Hartman.
Thank you.
Man,
God,
I just
want to
get... I wanted to share something this morning. As you all know, I had been looking to purchase a home. I had a contract on the home and found out there was a lot of bad things going on within the inside of the house when we got the inspection done. And so, you know, the market here is really, really crazy. The houses are just going fast when they get on the market. So I was getting a little frustrated. I was getting upset. And just tired of just running around looking for a house. And then I had my daughter and her husband over for dinner Friday with the children. I just happened to ask them early in the week to come over for dinner. And so we sat there and we talked about this situation with the house. And I just thank God for the wisdom that they shared with me and also the prayer that my son-in-law prayed. He prayed for me while we were sitting there at the table. And I felt so much better. And also my sister Rosalind, she is quite a wonderful sister. She gave me some words of encouragement, and they just helped me to realize I just need to calm down, slow down, because I had a deadline to get things done. And so I was just putting extra pressure on myself for no reason. And I just thank the Lord for, you know, family and friends who are able to share wisdom. You know, many times we talk about sometimes we have to go to somebody and go to somebody who's in the body of Christ to help us. And that's what I did. And I just thank the Lord that they brought me back to a place of having peace over what is happening right now and that I'll just be patient. And, you know, many times we speak and we preach and we teach and we do these things, and that's something I do. I'm a teacher. And sometimes we don't apply what we speak, what we tell other people to do. So they helped me to get back to the place where, you know, I have to trust in the Lord. And I know God has something for me. And I always say, you know, if I don't get what I thought I wanted, God has something better for me. So I'm just getting back on that track with the Lord. So, you know, many times we have to share these things because there are others who may be going through the same kind of situation. that we may be going through. So I'm just grateful that I have family who I can go to, and they are Christians. They are of, you know, the body of Christ, too. And, you know, other people I may have talked to about the situation that I have gotten some encouraging words about it. So I just thank God for that. And thank you all for your prayers. And I thank you in advance for the prayers concerning the home, because I know that God will bless me with the right place at the right time. Amen.
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 Anyone else have a give your name that would like to give your name, testimony, prayer request?
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning, and I will be listening. And thank God for Money Monday, able to get up, get out, and go to a job. God bless.
Amen. Good morning.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Chris.
And I have a prayer request. I just ask for prayer for my business and for my move to Miami, that I'm making the right decision. Well, you know, God will bless me as I step out.
Amen.
Amen. I also want to request for Pastor Sharon. Pastor's in the hospital, and they're trying to decide if they're going to do a procedure or if they're going to do an operation. They're not sure what the doctor's going to do right now. So just praying for her that God will help the doctors to make the right decision for her. Amen.
Amen.
Anthony speaking out of Austin. I want to pray. I'm trying to be actually the manager trucking company, to be the safety manager there. And it's a business op, and want to pray that everything goes successfully. We need more contracts in to make the its business run. It's, you know, and it's a blessing to get started. And to see that, so as we got started, things started going bad, and people started quitting and stuff. You know, but we need to want good, safe people to apply for the job. That, you know, that's reliable people, and we need to pray the safety out. Thank you for it. And my wife's one of the great grandson, about 2 years old, we passed last week. Just soliciting the prayer there, and Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor Hartley.
Good morning.
Excuse me. This is Sister Gladys again. I just want everyone to trust them. To touch and agree with me. I'm looking for a new bed and stuff, and I don't know where it is and where it's coming from, but I'm just trusting and believing God for a new bed. So. Thank you so much.
Okay, amen. Mm-hmm. Well, I like to
I want to give a praise report. We did pray for my sister and the business to close, and the business did close. I mean, they did the closing on Friday. So I thank you for your prayers for that. You know, God is good. They had to delay it once before, but it went through this time. So I appreciate the prayers on this one. That was my sister,
amen.
Yolanda.
Praise God. Praise
and
God.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I have a prayer request for Pam Dower. She's been going back and forth to the hospital and everything, so we just pray to God touch her body and heal her body, whatever she may be going through inside her body, which she's aware of or not aware of. So, anybody else haven't given your name that want to give your name or prayer request, testimony, or just words of encouragement? Okay. All right. So, I want to just touch a little bit on the trusting God's word. Isaiah 46:9-10 says, "Remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Declare the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all thy pleasure. That's Isaiah 46:9-10. So everything we do as believers must be based upon the foundation of God's word. I hear people say, I believe the Bible infallible, and the inspired word of God. I agree with this statement because this is a core conviction that guides our daily life. We all must stand on something or else we are like the waves of the ocean being tossed about with no clear direction. The word of God is the guiding light to our life as believers. But we must trust what it says in order to experience the benefits God has in store for us. God told Abraham to go out, tell Abraham where he was going. Let me repeat that. God told Abraham to go without telling Abraham where he was going. The best part of that story is that Abraham went anyway. Abraham knew something that we can all learn from. Just trust him because he knows what is best for our lives. When we understand that we can take God and his word, then we can begin to walk with him as never before. God, today we want to take our relationship with you further than yesterday. We want to trust you with our whole life. We give thanks for all your counsel that comes from your holy word. We pray that we will be obedient to your commands, even if we don't understand them fully the moment you ask. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. So, Sister Hartley, are you available to pray? Sister Hartley? Chris, are you available to pray?
Yes, I'm available.
Pastor Hartley, are you available to pray? Okay. So, Chris, you can go ahead on the pray. Thank you.
Yes, you go ahead and pray. You can go ahead.
Okay. I'll be available to pray. Let me know when you want me to pray, okay? Thank you.
Okay. You can go after Chris.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, we thank you this morning, Lord God. We magnify your holy name this morning, Jesus. Lord God, we lift you up, Lord God. We come to you, Lord God, in thanksgiving and praise, Lord God. Just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to make it through this weekend, Lord God, allowing us to wake up this morning, Lord God. We sing your praises this morning, Father God. Lord God, we just ask you, Lord God, for the strength, Lord God. The strength, Lord God, to keep pushing this week, Lord God. Lord God, we're praying for those, Lord God, that may be mourning, Lord God. The people that are going through it, Lord God. There's some people going through depression, Lord God, and anxiety, Jesus. Lord God, this holiday season is coming up, Lord God. There's a lot of people missing family members, Lord God, that's going through it. I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you mend their broken hearts, Lord God. That you fill that void inside of them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for the children, Lord God. We pray for the young adults, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you would just give them the strength, Lord God. Lord God, as they're going to school, Lord God. Lord God, just to make the right decisions, Lord God. We just pray for wisdom, Father God, that you give us wisdom, Lord God, that we make good decisions, Lord God. Lord God, that you give us the wisdom, Lord God, that is, Lord God, just to help us to make the right decisions, Lord God, and we just thank you for that this morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for being our solution, Lord God, to whatever problem, whatever thing that we're going through, Lord God. We know that you have the answer, Lord God, because, Lord God, you said the battle is not ours, it's yours, Lord God. So we just thank you for that today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We come to you with our earnest prayer, Lord God. Lord God, I pray over my business, Lord God. I pray over each and every client, Father God. Lord God, I just pray for increase, Lord God. I pray for increase, Jesus, because you said, Lord God, that you will open the gates of heaven and pour out so many blessings we don't have room enough to receive, Lord God. So, Lord God, I just thank you for that promise, Lord God. I just know, Lord God, that you're going to bless me, Lord God. And, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing for my family and all the families on this prayer line, Father God. I thank you for keeping each and every family member. I thank you for keeping Sierra and Yolanda, Father God. I pray for their salvation, Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for Denver and Dallas, Lord God. Lord God, that you break every generational curse, Lord God. Lord God, any yokes, Lord God, that need to be broken, Lord God, I pray they be broken in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, what I'm going to do right now, let's wish this up right now, and instead of Pastor Hodgson coming on, we all are going to come in, and we're going to do a corporate prayer for everybody for the prayer requests. And if you didn't give a prayer request and come on your heart, just throw that in also. So we all going to join together and do a corporate prayer. Darlene, could you read them back, please, Pastor Darlene?
Yes, we have... Pastor Sharon, who is in the hospital and they need to do a procedure or an operation. We're praying for Sister Linda's left knee. We're praying for the Washington family in the passing of a family member. We're praying for Chris's business and her move to Miami. And Apostle Horsley managing a trucking company. Sister Gladys is looking for a new bed. And then Pam is in and out of the hospital, so we pray that God will heal her. So, Lord God Almighty, everybody, we're praying right now. We just thank you, Lord, today for this wonderful love, God.
God, in the
Hallelujah. Right now,
near the top of the hour, and I'm going to turn it over to Pastor Bungie. And everybody have a wonderful week. And thank you all for joining this morning to spend time with God on your mind first thing Monday morning. Pastor Bungie.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. And as we're nearing the top of the hour, I do cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. And I am just so grateful for what God is doing. He's done great things down through the years, and he's given us great and wonderful opportunities just to be in his presence. So in his presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. So I make my declaration today, and I hope that you take this and speak it over your own life. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them and they shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I decree that we overcome all by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree every financial mountain is removed from our lives and the devil is under our feet. I make a declaration this morning that we are victorious through Christ and we are alive unto God through Jesus Christ. I decree that we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives and the floodgates of heaven are open over our lives. I know that our sins are forgiven and we are blessed and we live in the kingdom of the blessed. I decree that we overcome all because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We are redeemed from the curse of the law, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. I thank everyone who has sown into our ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground, and I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. Some of us will receive, or some of you will receive, because I do sow myself into other people's lives and things, and some will receive 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. And I decree that the Lord God of our fathers makes you 1,000 times more than what you are and blesses you as he has promised, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. I love that scripture. So let us rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. And I tell you, he is making our feet like hind feet. We are in a sure place in him, and he is helping us to walk upon those high places. So as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Continue to share the love of Jesus Christ wherever you go, and God will bless us real good. Even though we may have trials, we may have tribulations, we will get through those things as we put our faith and trust in the Lord. Have a beautiful day, an awesome week, and a terrific life in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love. so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.